Oh my goodness, what's that?
It seems evident that Halloween is a pretty big deal around this house. How did that happen?
I mean, she just kind of got into it. One day she wanted to watch something on YouTube, and it came up this like little spooky toddler thing, and then it's like that's all she wants is spooky in Halloween, and everything's scary and witches and vampires, so we just kind of went with it.
Aubrey, what's your favorite holiday?
You say Halloween?
Halloween? Yeah.
You say trick-or-treat?
We kind of just hit Dollar Tree one day, and I let her, she honestly picked out a lot of it on one of Daddy's off days. We did the outside all together as a family, so that was fun.
Hi.
I'm Baby Skeleton. So I'm thinking about being a mommy, and then you're going
to... I'm going to try to get whatever fits around this belly for now. Yeah. See, she's saying spooky. She wants to watch a spooky video. We'll watch spooky in a minute, okay?
She doesn't know that right after Halloween, that's it. It's on to the next, so try to get her into Christmas songs or something.
She likes Nightmare Before Christmas, so she kind of has Christmas a little. She knows, you know, a little bit about it, so maybe we'll transition that way.
As long as there's skeletons
involved. Right.
Where's Aubrey's broom? Or fly like a witch? Go get your broom. Oh, okay, I got it.
What is that bond like between you guys?
It's different. I mean, Mom doesn't understand sometimes, like, the little weird things we do. Like, where's the zombie? She was chasing me around earlier, pretending to be a zombie, and I was running away from her. So that's another little thing. It's Daddy's little girl. So,
yeah. It's cute.
Well, you have a teammate who is welcoming his first child this week.
Yes.
Any advice for Eric Ebron?
Get as much sleep as possible. I keep telling him that PlayStation is not, if you're watching this, that it's not going to be as busy as it used to be.
Well, I think everybody knows that Darren Fells is a former basketball player, but what you don't think about with that is just how many different places that you've lived and that you've been during that time where you were playing basketball. What was that like for you?
It was a lot of fun being able to experience different cultures, different foods. Obviously being a big foodie, trying different foods over there. Like when I was in Belgium, being able to do their specialty, which is mussels and frites, french fries.
What was it like for you being stateside while he's off living in another country?
It was hard just because... You know, the beginning of a relationship, you want to spend all your time with them, you have butterflies, and there was a 9-hour time difference too, so we really only had like a few hours to talk during the day, and it was hard, but I think it was ultimately like probably the best thing that probably could have happened because we got to know each other so well.
What was the biggest benefit of having that international experience in your background?
I think it just makes you like more open-minded as a person and
more cultured.
How does that experience, being international, living that, seeing those things, compare to the experiences of your peers now that you're with, your teammates who have mostly played football their entire lives and haven't gotten to have that experience you have?
I tell them all the time, if you ever have the opportunity to experience it, definitely do it and experience the actual culture. Mingle with people that you wouldn't usually mingle with. Go to like the smaller town because that's where people are more likely to live their way.
So what was your latest travel adventure?
We took over bye week. We went to Orlando and took her to Disney World.
What was her favorite part of Disney?
Probably meeting Belle.
Yeah, even though she wanted to meet Beast more.
So we've got more of a villain girl on our hands than a princess girl.
Yeah.
And there it is.
As you can tell.
Say hi to Mama.
Say cheese. How much different is it having him stateside now? You guys are settled down here in Detroit compared to the life that you lived.
I feel like that was like the turning point of our relationship, honestly. We moved to Arizona, we got engaged, we got married, we had a baby. Baby number 2 is on the way, so I feel like as soon as he settled down here, it was like,
let's go.
Go time. Time to start a family, and I don't have to worry about missing my one phone call with him, or now he's only gone for 2 days when he has an away game, whereas he was gone 10 months before, so I can't imagine having a child and him going overseas and us not going with them, that just wouldn't work.
And now Aubrey has her quality time with Dad.
Yes.
You gotta say boo to the camera.